This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is pushing back his annual budget address by 2 weeks as the city faces a nearly $1 billion deficit next year. Mayor Johnson is now expected to share his proposed budget October 30th. Johnson's budget director is Annette Guzman. She says the city needs more time to evaluate options in the face of the massive budget gap. And she reiterated that all solutions are being considered, even potential furloughs, layoffs, and a property tax increase.
We don't control all of the levers as it relates to our revenue and creating new revenues. So we have a slate of options that are going to require difficult choices and difficult votes.
Johnson's administration hopes to pass the budget by early December. Governor J.B. Pritzker was in the northern suburbs yesterday to celebrate the completion of a project to save the Illinois Beach State Park shoreline. The state park in Zion is home to Illinois' last bit of undeveloped natural shoreline. Up until Monday, it was disappearing. That's according to Governor Pritzker.
Just a few short years ago, the natural lakefront was eroding in some places at more than 100 feet per year, and there was a very real possibility that we could lose it forever.
As part of the $73 million project, 22 offshore stone breakwaters were installed along the lakefront. The breakwaters will slow erosion and help preserve the habitat of more than 60 federal and state protected species. Chicago's Tavern on Rush served the Gold Coast for nearly 25 years until closing in 2022. Now it's back open in a new space, just steps from the original location. Owner Phil Stefani says he wasn't willing to leave the near north corner many Chicagoans have come to associate with his restaurant.
Tavern had to be on the corner of Rush and Bellevue. This is where it was.
Touches of nostalgia like vintage photos are woven throughout the space as a nod to its former aesthetic. But for Stefani, the reopening has a deeper meaning.
Tavern was about the patrons, the ones who supported it for 25 years, and then my staff who took care of them for 25 years.
And yes, he says familiar mainstays will return, including the tavern's signature pineapple martini and some new offerings like daily breakfast, which debuts later this month. Former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 years old today. Back in 1988, Carter stopped by WBEZ Studios to talk about his new book. He was 8 years out of the White House and reserved in his criticism of his successor, Ronald Reagan. But he did offer some thoughts on being presidential.
There are three basic elements that any president ought to personify. One is the president ought to always tell the truth. I don't think that's asking too much. Secondly, I think the president ought to be competent. He ought to know what's going on in the White House, and preferably he ought to know what's going on in the rest of the government. And I think third, the president ought to be compassionate.
Just like now, the country then was in the run-up to a presidential election. Carter has been on home hospice since February 2023. He is the longest living former president in history. Some more things you should know today. The Chicago Board of Education may be getting new members. The potential turnover comes in the midst of a nasty dispute between the mayor and the head of the school district. The mayor wants CEO Pedro Martinez to leave his post. But Martinez has refused, leaving his future up to the board. Board members have not responded to questions, but a source close to the board says conversations about the makeup of the board are ongoing. As part of the nation's response to COVID, the federal government paused student loan repayment for 3 years. And last fall, borrowers had to begin making payments again. But there was a buffer, a period of time that made getting back in the habit of making the payments more manageable. That buffer ended yesterday, and education leaders say students are now faced with the return of late fees. Any missed payments could impact their credit scores, wages, and livelihoods. Chicago Sports Network goes live today. The new local sports channel is home to Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox game broadcasts, replacing NBC Sports Chicago. However, the network has yet to reach deals with some key TV and streaming providers, like Xfinity and YouTube TV, meaning those customers will not be able to watch the new channel for now. The network has reached a deal with DirecTV and will also be available over the air via antenna on channels 62.2 and 62.3. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy and temperatures will reach the high 60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies and temperatures in the low 70s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.